This is Brother Gino Cassieri. Today on the Pastor's Study, we're going to continue as we continue our study on things to come. We've been looking at the next prophetic events on God's calendar. Last time we were together, we finished looking at the millennium, the 1,000-year physical, literal reign of the Lord Jesus Christ on this earth. Now, today we're going to look at the title of our lesson is Satan's Last Stand. Satan's Last Stand. So we've finished the millennium. The 1,000-year reign of Christ is over. And we're going to see Satan's last stand. He's going to make one last attempt to overthrow God and the children of God. Amen? But before we begin, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, again, we thank you for this tremendous opportunity to study thy very words. Father, we pray for the Holy Spirit to use me, to guide and direct everything that I say today. Because if it's just me in the flesh, nothing will be accomplished. Amen. So I pray for the filling of the Holy Spirit and the leading of the Holy Spirit today in our lesson. And Father, I pray that you'd bless the saint of God listening, encourage him, edify him, build him up in the things of thee, help him to grow each day in the knowledge and the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Father, again, let us not forget that lost soul that may be listening, that's on their way to hell, that they would realize in their hearts and believe in their hearts that Christ died, he died for their sins, was buried, and rose again the third day. And the reason he did that was to pay for the sinners, all of his sins, past, present, and future. And so that individual can have the righteousness of Jesus Christ, attain a home in heaven when he or she dies. Father, we just commit this time into thy hand. We ask your blessing upon it, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Now, as I said, today's lesson in our series of studies on things to come is entitled Satan's Last Stand. And there are four main points that we'll look at. The first main point is the release. The second is the reasons. The third is the revolt. And the fourth and final main point is the results. Now, we have just studied, as I said, the millennial reign, a time when Satan is bound for the entire 1,000 years. Now, we're going to briefly study the time after the millennium and before the great white throne judgment. Now, we're given a little information on this period, so we will take the scriptures that we have and study them. Now, we need to turn first to Revelation chapter 20. Revelation chapter 20. So there's not a lot of information, but what we have we'll use, amen, on Satan's last stand, his last days upon this earth. Revelation chapter 20, verse number 3. We read, "And cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he shall deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little season." So here he is before the millennium. He's cast into the bottomless pit. He's chained there for the entire period. Now, looking in verse 7, verses 7 through 10 in Revelation chapter 20. "And when the 1,000 years are expired," So now we have what's taking place after the millennium is over. Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, which was the bottomless pit, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. So that's the information that we're given, amen, on Satan, his last stand. Now, first of all, we want to look at the release. As we have already studied, Satan will be imprisoned in a bottomless pit during the 1,000-year reign. However, at the end of this period, that's the millennium, Satan is released. And this is the deceiver led out to deceive. The father of lies led out to lie, to again spread his evil influence across the earth. Now, as we look at the release, the first thing we want to look at is the length of this release. Now, we are not given a specific length of time for this release. The length of this release, the Bible calls, is a little season. There is no doubt that Satan will work fast and furious. The length of this period that he's loose for, this little season, will be long enough for Satan to deceive thousands. So that's the release. Now let's turn our attention on the reasons. Now, there have been many who asked the question, why let Satan loose? He is bound. Why let him go? Well, let's look at some possible answers to these questions. First of all, the kingdom children are not changed. These that were born during the millennium still have the sinful nature. Even 1,000 years of peace in living under King Jesus will not erase this nature. Man's heart is still desperately wicked. The environment can't change that now, and will not change the heart then. You know, we have that discussion, and we've had it for years, about how environment, amen, affects an individual, you know, where they grow up, how their childhood was, so forth and so on. And what the Word of God tells us is man's heart is desperately wicked. See? It's deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, Jeremiah tells us. So, just as it's desperately wicked now, those who are physically born during the millennium will still have that desperately be born with that sinful nature and that desperately wicked heart. Amen. And so even though they're living in a perfect environment, that will not change a person's heart. See? It'll remain desperately wicked. So that cancels out that age-old discussion, an argument about how environment affects an individual. Amen. Now, another thing we want to see is, as we look at the reasons, that possible reasons why Satan is loose, we see also, number two, God gives man a choice. Man, you see, is a free moral agent and has always been given the opportunity to choose. Just like today, man has an opportunity to choose between eternal life and eternal death. Either he can receive by faith into his heart the Lord Jesus Christ, believing what the Word of God says, that he died for their sins, was buried, rose again the third day. Amen. As John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world. Amen. For God so loved the world. What did he do? He gave his only begotten Son. That's right. He gave his only begotten Son. That's how much God loved this wicked world. That whosoever... Here's the choice. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. The choice, as we read it here, in John chapter 3, verse 36, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. That's a choice. And here's the other choice. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth in him. So that's the choice that man has today. Believe on Christ, receive eternal life. Believe not on him, wrath of God abideth on him. Someday that individual who refuses Christ, to believe on Christ, will end up in the lake of fire. Now, during the millennium, sacrifices will again be started. The purpose of the sacrifices is to show what Jesus did at Calvary. Now, when Satan is loosed, he will present his position to the kingdom children, to those that were born, amen, physically during the millennium. So he's going to give them a choice. Some will no doubt have believed during the millennium, and others will harden their hearts and wait. So now let's look at the revolt. Satan's influence will spread like wildfire to all areas of the earth. And unfortunately, there will be a tremendous number who will decide to follow Satan. Many of these who were born during the thousand-year reign of Christ and have lived in a perfect environment make the terrible decision to follow Satan. To believe Satan. In essence, it's almost like the Garden of Eden experience. Amen. Again, there we had Adam and Eve. Perfect environment. Amen. Temperature was moderate. They had plenty to eat. In other words, they lived in a perfect environment. Amen. Had nothing to worry about. Had no disease, no sickness. Were made to live forever. But again, they weren't robots. They were moral agents given free will. Amen? Given a choice. And what happened? Well, Eve made the choice to believe what the devil said as opposed to what God said. So in some ways, as they said, history repeats itself. That's exactly what's happening here in the millennium. Here you have those born, physically born in the millennium. And they've experienced peace and prosperity, free from illnesses and diseases and so forth and so on. All brought about by the Lord Jesus Christ reigning on the earth for 1,000 years. Amen. Perfect righteousness, perfect justice for 1,000 years. Ideal conditions. You couldn't ask for anything better. But what do? Many, unfortunately, will make the decision to believe what Satan says, to follow Satan and go against Christ. Similar today, is it not? We tell folks that they can have eternal life. There's nothing they have to do. They can't earn it. They can't work for it. They can't be religious enough to obtain it. All they have to do is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. But what do? They rather make the choice to do what? To believe the lies of Satan. All religions are the same. All ways lead to heaven. You know, God would not be so narrow-minded to say, as Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That's politically incorrect. That's very discriminatory. Amen. That's what man chooses to believe, as they did in the Garden of Eden, as they have chosen for almost 6,000 years now, to believe the lies of Satan, to be deceived. Amen. You see, just as it is today, Satan today is the god of this world. All you have to do is look around it and realize that. Amen. I've been on this earth for over a half a century. At one point, I was on the other side. I wasn't saved. Amen. I spent most of my life unsaved. But thank God that at one point in my life, I decided to stop believing the lies of Satan and believe what God said. And to believe what God said, what I needed to do to be right with Him through the shed blood of His precious Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. But we see Satan's influence during the millennium will cause them to overthrow or attempt to overthrow Christ. The interesting thing is, Satan has lost many battles and never seems to learn, does he? Well, this is his final revolt or his final attempt. In other words, this is Satan's last stand. So here we are. He's loosed for a little while. He goes out, spreads his lies, deceives many. I mean, if you think about it, people got to be really stupid to follow Satan after they've been under the rule and reign of Jesus Christ for 1,000 years. But again, there's that old sin nature. I don't want anybody to tell me what to do. Just like many people today say, I'm not going to let God tell me what to do. God's book be my final authority. You see, nothing has changed for almost 6,000 years, my friend. The question is, what is your final authority? Amen. Most Bible colleges and universities will tell you that you don't have any final authority. That the final authority is the Greek or Hebrew professor, amen. Well, I'm here to tell you today that my final authority and your final authority should be the AV 1611 King James Bible, amen. That's why man has tried to get rid of God's word, come up with these modern versions which are straight out of hell, amen. So they'll do away with your final authority. You do away with the final authority, the word of God, as preserved in the King James Bible, that man can do what the heck he wants, amen. See, that's the decision you have to make as an individual, is what is your final authority? See? People have different final authorities. Be it situation ethics, amen. Some people's final authority is the New York Stock Exchange, amen. But see, you have to settle in your heart. What's your final authority? And I've settled in my heart that the King James Bible is where you can find God's inspired, preserved, infallible words today. That's my final authority. That's what I use. Now, I don't know, I'm going to admit to you that I don't obey it all the time, and I think if you're honest, none of us do. But what I'm saying is, that's what I use to measure everything that I do. See, and when God's final authority tells me I shouldn't do something, I do it. That's sin. Amen. So what's your final authority? See, here in the millennium, people didn't want to make the Lord, there's a bunch of folks there that don't want to make the Lord Jesus Christ their final authority. They want to go against him. They want to have it their way. Amen. So they come and they join up with the deceiver and the liar and the deceiver of all times, Satan, to get rid of the Lord Jesus Christ, get rid of the final authority. Amen? You see, that's the problem with our institutions today, is they've gotten rid of the final authority, the Bible. We've seen it over the years. I had an elderly aunt that didn't get saved until late in life. I had the privilege of leading her to the Lord. But when she went to school, she told me, this was in a public school, when she went to school, is they began the day with Scripture. Amen. And of course, if my aunt was alive today, she'd be 101. So we're talking about in the less than 100 years ago, this is the way it was. How far have we fallen? Amen. In just that short period of time. Now let's go on. So here we have Satan's last stand. He gets a bunch of folks to go up and revolt against Christ. Well, what's the results? Well, let's go back to Revelation. Revelation chapter 20. in verse 9. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about in the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. So what we see, what was the result of Satan go up, making his last stand? Fire, we're told. Literal fire will come down out of heaven and devour Satan and his crew. See? All that follow Satan will perish in the final war. See that? They go up, boom, poof, they're gone. You know, what idiot would try to go up against God Almighty? You talk about pride. Pride and stupidity. So they're totally wiped out. And then we'll read, the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire. You see. The devil that deceived those to follow him that last time is going to be cast into the lake of fire. This is the devil's final and eternal destination. No more to be loosed, no more to spread his evil influence. And we are told that Satan will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Revelation chapter 20. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone. And he's going to go where his buddies are already gone. He's going to be with a beast, that's the Antichrist, and the false prophet are. So we see the beast and the false prophet are already there waiting for him. And shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Finito. That's it. That's where the devil ends up. The devil, the Antichrist, the false prophet, and all those choose to follow him. Amen. So that's it for Satan's last stand. We saw the release, the reasons, the revolt, and the results. Next time we come together, we're going to take up on the series of studies called Things to Come, the Great White Throne Judgment. Amen. Now, before I close today, again, I want to remind folks, this entire prophetic study that we've been doing, we're getting down to near the end of it. All of it or some of it, whatever you're interested in, is available on audio cassette tape. If you'd like it, you're going to be given the address to write me. Now, if you can't afford it, that's fine. I'm not on the air to make money or to ask for money. If you would like to have it, you can't afford it, just request it, I'll send it to you. Or if you want it and you can afford a little something, do whatever you can. This ministry, the pastor's study, is to teach. Amen. I may preach a little bit, but you get a lot of good preaching over this radio station. And my ministry is more of a teaching ministry. And that's why I'm here, as God permits. So that's it for today on the Pastor's Study. This is Brother Gino Cassieri. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me for the Pastor's Study. Until we meet again, my prayer is that God would richly bless each and every one of you, and good day.